Hello, hello. Welcome to yet another episode of the Pest Control Internet Marketing Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Andy Patel, CEO of K3 Marketing, a Google Premier partner where we have been perfecting the art of pest control internet marketing since 2005. Hope everyone's doing well. It's starting to warm up, starting to get that spring fever. Just kind of puts me in a good mood. So I apologize if I'm a little bubbly today. Let's go ahead and jump right into the question. The question I'm going to answer for you guys today is from Nigel from Florida. His question is, should I be concerned about social media? Okay, very vague question, but a great question nonetheless. Short answer, yes. Now here's the long answer. First, it's important that you understand the difference between social media management and social media marketing. Let's touch on management first. So management is essentially posting regularly, using hashtags, encouraging engagement, tagging different people, different companies, and things like that. In my opinion, management is something that you can do yourself, or someone like an office manager or somebody in the office can help with that task. I don't think it's a good return on investment for a pest control company to spend a lot of money hiring someone for social media management. Now, if you have, you know, some sort of intern or a friend who's kind of doing it for a decent rate, then by all means, go ahead. But in my opinion, the average Joe or the average Susan is not going to get on social media to see what a pest control is up to. You kind of just want to be there, have that presence and post regularly, and just to be there because it's 2021, who's not on social media. So that's management. That's something that, you know, again, just to reiterate, I believe you can do yourself. Social media marketing is different. That's kind of like your paid ads, your retargeting and things like that. I believe social media marketing works very well if you know what you're doing in the pest control space. Again, remember, people are not on social media to check out pest control companies. Essentially, if you're targeting the right people the right way with the right message, it's a great branding strategy. A no-brainer is essentially Facebook retargeting, Facebook and Instagram retargeting. So basically, anybody who's visited your website, anybody who's visited your landing page, they should be retargeted to when they're scrolling through social media. It's kind of a no-brainer, very inexpensive, easy to do. In addition to that, you could probably have a low budget, you know, something like $5 a day towards a lookalike audience. So basically, the people who have visited your website, Facebook will automatically match certain criteria and match that audience and serve the same ad to those similar people. Now, if you just have essentially an ad with your logo on it, it's not really going to do much. You have to really entice people, you know, maybe a coupon or a special. Those tend to work fairly well. All right, Nigel, I hope that answers your question. Let's go ahead and jump right into this month's episode. Google Ads keyword match type changes. Okay, so I touched on the whole broad match modifier going obsolete last month. We're about a month in. Google's made a lot of changes. Here is a month in sort of report or review on some of the changes that are happening, what I've experienced and what you guys should be doing as well. All right. The first thing I want to mention is that I believe, looking at the search terms, that phrase match now brings in a lot more junk or low quality than it used to. Their quote unquote close variant has become very laxed as of late. Just a couple of examples, you know, I get a lot of DIY type of search terms coming in now, even though that's not in my keyword at all. This is a great one. I actually got one that was just a snake emoji. I don't even have the word snake, first of all. It's always snake control or snake removal. And it was just snake emoji was a search term. A lot of competitor names, okay? I'm sure you've kind of experienced that as well. Recently, if you run Google Ads, a lot of competitor names have been coming in as well. So what can you do to remedy all of this? Here are a couple of suggestions. The obvious one is the negative keyword list. Check your search terms regularly. If Google Ads is not showing all of your search terms, link Google Analytics and add those negatives in. Google is very laxed when it comes to negative keywords. They give you a lot of variation on close variants on the regular keywords, but when it comes to negatives, it has to be that exact word. So let's say, for example, one of your competitors is Tom's Pest Control. Well, you want to put Tom as a negative. You want to put Tom's as a negative, and you want to put Tom's with apostrophe S as a negative. So you want to add all three of those. And for fun, you might as well add Tommy, Tommy's, you know, Tom spelled incorrectly. Just add them all as much as possible. Google is going to show you for anything that you do not have a negative keyword listed for. Another approach, it's not the most optimal approach, but it can work, is to go exact match. Now, exact match works well if you have a lot of data, you kind of see what kind of been converting, what search terms look good, especially if you can kind of link your CRM and see that, hey, these search terms have actually brought in sales, go for exact match on those. Now, exact match typically is a little bit more expensive, but you may save a lot more money in the long run by avoiding bad search terms going phrase match. Again, if you have a great solid negative keyword list, then you should be fine. One other thing, when it comes to competitors, you can run a scrape of competitor names in your area. So go on Angie's List, Yelp, Thumbtack, Google Maps, and just find the name of these companies and add them in. I don't know if you guys have heard of Fiverr, a website where you can find freelancers from all over the world. On there, you can probably hire someone for like $30 to find all competitors in your area, just so you can build that negative keyword list. That may be a good thing to add, especially if you're seeing a lot of negatives come in now. All right, that's it. Hope that helps. Definitely keep an eye on your search terms regularly, at least until you get a handle on all of this. If you have any questions, you can email me through pcimpodcast.com or message me on Facebook or Instagram with any questions. As always, I'm your host, Andy Patel. This is the Pest Control Internet Marketing Podcast, and I will see you next time. Thanks for tuning in. Oh,